Bloomington's Public Safety and Community Relations Board has determined a police officer did not break any rules when he voided a drunken driving ticket in 2016 and failed to immediately notify the suspect. The officer wrote the ticket before getting toxicology results and wrote a new citation once the results came back. That case was just the second complaint the Bloomington Public Safety and Community Relations Board has reviewed since the city created the panel in 2017 to address concerns about how the city's police officers interact with the public. Commission Chairman Art Taylor tells Eric Stock he's not surprised by the low number of complaints.
To be honest with you, I'm really not, because the Bloomington police have a pretty decent procedure in place to investigate complaints, and in the event that a citizen is dissatisfied with the result of that complaint, then of course they can file a review with the PSCRB. Then we get the opportunity to take a look at the how the complaint was reviewed, what policies and procedures may have been impacted, and in both situations that have occurred that we've had the opportunity to review, the Bloomington Police has basically followed their own procedures and protocols in the review of that complaint.
It sounds like in this most recent incident where you're asking for a better notification, it was something that wasn't actually codified in policy, but they said generally was practice. This was just a unique situation, and that the person ticketed was taken to the hospital in Peoria, and there was not easy access to reach them.
Yeah, and I hate to put it this way. It's kind of a comedy of errors, because under normal circumstances, had an individual not been transported to a different location from here to Peoria, the individual probably would have had notification immediately of the error that was made and the citation withdrawn. And but because of the circumstances, I think that that's probably what happened and caused some delay and some misunderstanding.
The police department reported it had received 20 complaints from the public in 2018, and that dropped to 11 in 2019. What might you attribute that decline to?
I think that there's several factors that have basically come into the realization that we've only had 11 complaints in 2019. One of those things is the implementation of the body-worn cameras that the police officers are using. Citizens basically have comfort in knowing that what the police officers are doing at locations of incidents that they get called to, that what they do and what they say and the people that are involved are being recorded and their actions are basically being held accountable in that way. The second reason why I'm kind of happy that we've only got 11 complaints in 2019 has to be that the PSCRB is in place.
Patting yourself on the back now.
Well, yes, I'll pat ourselves on the back. The board takes its responsibility extremely seriously. We have members of the board that leave their egos at the door, and we discuss matters in a way that I think that the citizens of Bloomington would be especially proud of. But that also goes to say that our presence our review of complaints or potential complaints is also a factor that may have to do with why there are only 11 complaints in 2019. One last thing I'll just say is that I also believe that the training that the Bloomington Police Department gives to their officers, the leadership that we have in the Bloomington Police Department is such that we have a good situation here in Bloomington, and I'll pat the police on the back for keeping the complaints down to a very minimum.
but you feel that being the role as a citizen watchdog for the police department has caused them to be more mindful while they're out on the streets?
I would say that it's probably something that's in the back of their mind. I wouldn't say that it's something that's on the forefront because, quite frankly, I think our officers do a pretty good job to start with. But I also think that the knowledge that the Citizen Review Board or the PSCRB is in place has something to do with the fact that there are fewer complaints this year.
And this is Sound Ideas. I'm Eric Stock with Art Taylor, who is the chair of the Bloomington Public Safety and Community Relations Board. So some will read this and figure, okay, two complaints in two plus years. In both instances, the department handled their protocols properly. So some might look at the commission and think this is a solution looking for a problem.
And that's trust me, the board has had that conversation. We've posed the question at one of our quarterly meetings, and we'll probably pose it again as to whether or not the board needs to be in place. The last time we asked that question, we got an overwhelming response that yes, the board does need to be in place. So we felt very, very good in our own existence. But we're also mindful of the fact that we need to be prepared to look at ourselves very critically and make sure that we are serving the purpose for which we were put in place for.
With a 7-member board, you will be losing one member at the end of April when Sally Rudolph says she will not be seeking reappointment. And based on the discussion that I gathered, there's some concern that it might be harder to fill that position without as much activity as maybe some had expected at the beginning. Is there a concern that interest will wane?
It's a possibility. It's something that I'll never totally put brakes on to, but there was quite a bit of passion that was going on at the time that the PSCRB was under consideration, and I would say that passion is not quite the same today as it was when the board was first put in place. However, Ms. Rudolph has done a great job as a member of our board, and she's going to be rolling off, and I basically asked the board to consider recommending a replacement for Ms. Rudolph, ask her to recommend her own replacement. And because this is an open process and applications can be submitted to the mayor's office and to city legal and to the city, that if there's people who are interested in being becoming part of the board, that the application process is on the city website. So while her term is not up until the end of April, I'm sure that there will be some interest in wanting to join the board.
That's Art Taylor, chair of the Bloomington Public Safety and Community Relations Board, with Eric Stock. The board has invited Police Chief Dan Doneth to its quarterly meeting, March 18th, to explain the new recreational cannabis law. This is Sound Ideas.